This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on role of National Disaster Response Force in disaster risk reduction. The participants are Piyush Anand, Director General, National Disaster Response Force, and Bala Nagendran D, Akashvani correspondent.
2005 Disaster Management Act led to the birth of National Disaster Management Authority, under which a specialized force has been established called National Disaster Response Force, NDRF. To talk about NDRF and further developments, we are joined by a specialist of the specialized force, Director General NDRF, Mr. Piyush Anand. Sir, welcome.
Thank you, Bala.
Sir, I would like to start from the very basic aspects of NDRF. We speak about NDRF, we have been experiencing the benefits of NDRF whenever there is a disaster in the country. Could you please tell us what are the mandates of NDRF?
Basically, we have a mandate of responding to any disaster, whether it's a natural disaster or it's a man-made disaster. So this we have been doing for the last so many years. And recently, we have been given an additional mandate of contributing to fighting the forest fires. So that will be in short. And if you want to know the type of natural disasters or rather man-made disaster, so the maximum things which we counter during our operation is basically the flooding and the drowning issues, because we have a lot of rivers and a lot of streams, and this happens very frequently. Second major challenge for us is a building collapse, a collapse structure. And suddenly, for whatever reason, the building collapses and there are people who are working there, who are living there, and they have no way of getting out. So that can be a situation due to earthquake, or this can be a situation due to bad building design or bad construction. But then that leads us, that requires our intervention. Then recently, we have been given a mandate for CBRN, that is chemical, biological, radiological and neurological incidents. So we have trained our people for that, and I wish and pray that the situation does not arise that we have to use these capacities. And apart from that, we mountain search and rescue, deep diving search, all these things they are there where we are trained, and we have a trained people and equipment to handle these situations.
Recently, we have come across the information that NDRF has deployed the trained personnel to deal with forest fires. So could you tell us the progress and what are the future plans to deal with forest fires from the NDRF's perspective?
Forest fire is a very extensive, normally when the fire is on an extensive area, so that is basically a very manpower intensive task. So we are that way constrained with the manpower regarding the forest fire component. So it has to be a joint effort. Normally the lead is taken by the concerned forest departments. So they have a large number of forest guards and forest officials within their ranks. So they are the first ones to respond. Then obviously you have the local police and the fire services. So we have a very small component. We are trying to build up this capacity. We are trying to get some more equipment for these people. So this will take some time before we come to that level where we can actually say that we are an expert in this.
Sir, could you tell us the means by which the interested individuals can enroll themselves as volunteers to become a part of this noble mission of disaster response?
Bala, that's a very good point which you have flagged. In fact, through this Akashvani, I'd like to request all the viewers that this is a very noble work. In fact, this is one very good thing which I tell my officers and my men, that this is a very noble task. We have been very lucky that this task has been entrusted to NDRF, that we are there to provide relief. I mean, ek seva karne ka jo mauka milta hai, that is unmatched. So this is one way I'll request all the viewers that if you can contribute to this effort, and I can say everybody can do it. We have certain places where we train the volunteers. We train the civil defense volunteers. We train the Apada Mitra. We train other people also. We train the state disaster response force. They're not volunteers. They are the force personnel. So anybody who is interested in joining this effort is most welcome. He can join these organizations within that state, and then these organizations sponsor these volunteers for training in our academy at Nagpur, and you can actually contribute a lot once you do this, you join this this stream.
Sir, you have mentioned about Apda Mitra in your response. Could you explain a little bit?
Apda Mitra are being enrolled by NDMA. I can definitely say that they are more than willing and they are open to enroll more and more people. And once they enroll, then they decide, how many people they'll send for training. So that is something which exactly is not our basic mandate. So we just provide the training part. And once we have to respond to a situation, then we obviously request these people to help us. And whosoever is there, I mean, that is always a positive help to any situation. Because we all know whenever there is a disaster, damage is really huge. So whatever component of relief is there, I mean, you always feel that there should be more. So any civilian component, any Aapada Mitra, any volunteers, they are more than welcome.
Anybody during the time of disaster or post-disaster have been stranded and they want the aid of NDRF. What are the means by which one can approach NDRF so that they can be rescued?
NDRF is one force where even the local subdivisional magistrate, when he feels that NDRF is needed for a situation, he just picks up his phone, calls the local unit of NDRF, maybe a commandant, and requests him to send the team, and the commandant is authorized to dispatch the team. He doesn't need to take permission from the headquarters. So that way, there is a lot more flexibility. The purpose being that we should be out of the campus within 30 minutes of receiving the information. That is the stiff target we have set for our teams all across India. Now, the second part of your question, that if there is a civilian, he has a problem, obviously he can request us through the channels which I mentioned, through the local police organizations or the SDM. But I can also give you our helpline number. I'll request your viewers may like to note it down, 9711077372. I'll say that again, 9711077372. So this is our helpline number. Anybody can call this number, and once we have a call on this number from basically a private person, we will get in touch with the state emergency response center or the district response center, request them to verify, and once they have verified, because at times you will have calls which may not be genuine, so that just to ensure that we go only on genuine calls, and then we send our team, dispatch our team with all equipment to the place of response, which is where the response will be.
This information is invaluable, sir. Thank you for that. And, sir, I would like to know from you that India has been the forerunner and the pioneer in many disaster-related negotiations, pushing the international community towards investing in structural and non-structural resources towards which we can respond effectively. So if you could take us to the roadmap that after the Sendai framework, how India is progressing by utilizing NDRF. For instance, in 2006, what was the manpower status of NDRF and what it is now?
Regarding this framework, so again, I'll tell you, this framework exactly is not part of, we are not exactly covered by that. There's only a particular part where we are doing the training part, which is covered. Otherwise, it's being handled by NDMA.
Sir, in that training aspect, could you brief us about the international collaborations, if there is any?
So training, I can tell you first that we have a very good training academy in Nagpur, and we also have training facilities in most of our battalions. And in this training academy as well as our battalions, apart from training our own men, we also train officers and men from SDRF battalions. Then I mentioned about the Aapada Mitra, the civil defense volunteers. So that is the training part. Now regarding the international collaboration, yes, our officers and men participate in many international training events, and again, many international agencies, they send their expert faculty to train our people in our premises. So the purpose of this whole exercise is that we should be the best, and our training, we should be constantly evolving, because all these disasters, their nature changes. So we have to be always evolving to see that how we can tend to a disaster in a better way, in a faster way, in a more effective way.
So talking about NDRF personnel, if you could elaborate about the role of women in NDRF.
We have a lot of women in NDRF, and they are exactly doing the same role. So there is no difference between a rescuer. The rescuer can be a male rescuer or it can be a female rescuer. They are on par, and some of the female rescuers are, in fact, they have done their master training course, and now they are actually imparting training to all the rescuers.
So talking about the people's participation with response and rescue operations, so could you tell us community-oriented participation, if there are activities undertaken by NDRF to coordinate with the local community so that we can have an effective response mechanism? Because at the end of the day, people's participation is the key.
You are perfectly right, Bala. People's participation is the key. Because whenever we reach a spot, I mean, as I told you earlier also, in any situation, the local population is the first group of people to reach on the spot. So keeping this in mind, I mean, I told you my mandate regarding the response and the awareness. So regarding the awareness part, we ensure that we conduct a community awareness program all across the country. In fact, till date, we have done about a community awareness program about 6.2 million people pan-India. Then we also have a school safety program where we send our teams to the schools and basically request us for them to ask their children to participate. And till date, we have trained more than 2.2 million children regarding the various aspects of disaster and what do's and don'ts they can do at their level. That, and this is an ongoing exercise. This is not something which is stopped, and we are trying to ensure that this participation should increase.
Few questions before, I have asked about the international framework and in rescue and response. Could you tell us, has India adopted any best practices from the international community, or India has given any sort of assistance to the international community by means of practices? What are the best practices we have adopted?
Thank you, Bala, for mentioning this. In fact, we are all very proud that in three instances, we had sent our NDRF teams for international rescue effort. You will recall, one was in Nepal, one was in Japan, and the latest was in 2023, where we had an earthquake in Turkey, and our Indian team, I mean, Honorable Prime Minister, had Sumato taken the decision and announced, and we had sent our team along with officers in Turkey, and they did excellent work out there, which was really appreciated by all concerned. So this is regarding the international participate. The other thing which you mentioned was that, yes, we are learning from international experts. We are also trying for an INSERAC certification for our teams, so that once, if there is a time where we go abroad, so there is a certification process. They certify the team and its capacity to take part in any operation. So we are in the process of getting that certification. It's awarded by INSERAC. So we are in the process of that. That may take some time, but we are in the process. And during that process, we interact with international experts. And obviously, during these international discussions, we try to learn about their processes, their technology, their training, and try to see how we can incorporate that in our systems. So that is again an ongoing process that is there on a regular basis.
Sir, last, if you could send a message to us on how we have to respond immediately, because we have to approach NDRF. Till NDRF reaches to the spot to rescue us, we have to safeguard ourselves. If that's the case, what would be your message, sir?
To your viewers, I can only say that unless until it is a sudden calamity or a disaster, if most of these disasters, there will be certain warning signals which will be issued by the concerned agencies. So my first request with folded hand to all your viewers is that whenever there is such a message, normally it is ensured that the message is passed to you through your mobile phone, through an SMS. And once you have an SMS, then in case you have access to a smartphone, you can go on the web, have a look at the do's and don'ts which are there on every side. And then the request is that if these suggestions from any of these expert agencies, please do follow them. Because I know, I can understand, there's always that dilemma that if you are living in an area which is prone to floods, or there's a probability or there's a prediction that the floods are going to happen in that area, maybe next 2-3 days or maybe next 2-3 hours. So there's always a challenge that whether you can vacate your house, or how will you take your stuff, or how will you evacuate your animals. That issue is always there. But again, I'll request ki if there's a situation, the first thing is better save your life. The rest things can follow. So whatever advisories are issued by all these government agencies, please do look at them, listen to them and follow them.
Sir, thank you so much.
You are listening to a discussion on role of National Disaster Response Force in disaster risk reduction. The participants were Piyush Anand, Director General, National Disaster Response Force, and Bala Nagendran D, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.